Mark Dowd. Last time we explained the Medrash, we brought a Medrash. Mordechai asked three children, tell us the psukim you learned. Based on those three psukim, Mordechai realized there was nothing to be afraid of from Haman's gzera. And Haman heard that, he was so angry, he said, I'm dafka going to kill those kids first. Sometime later in the shiur, we're going to see why Haman intuitively grasped that these children are going to be his undoing. Mordechai Yodas Kol HaShenasa explained that how would he know? Eliyahu Navi tipped him off, and he told him that you have to begin an intensive avodah of tefillah. Vayikra Mordechai Spigodov, Vayilbash Sak Va'efer, Vayetze B'Soichair, Vayizok Sokok, Vidoilu Mora. Here we see various elements of what goes into an intensive day of tefillah, fasting, tearing the clothes, sak va'efer. And as we'll see, Mordechai not only did this himself, but he helped encourage all the Jews to also undertake this intense tefillah. It can't be emphasized enough, it was the tefillah, intensive tefillah of Klai Yisrael that helped bring about this Yeshua, nothing else. So another thing we have to point out is even though Mordechai was just found out, thanks to these three kids, that he has nothing to worry about, doesn't matter. Right now, the avoda is to daven, because right now Klai Yisrael is an intense, very serious tzara, and we have to be in an intense matzav of tefillah to counteract it. And this is not pashut. Imagine if you were told, you know, by a nevuah, a navi came to you and said, this gzeira, chas v'shalom Klai Yisrael, don't worry about it, it'll be all over in a couple of days. So would you then feel prompted to daven over it? Perhaps not. But Mordechai, he was a man of the moment. What is incumbent upon me at this very moment in time? If now I'm supposed to daven, that's what I'm going to do. The fact that eventually it will be okay, Baruch Hashem, very nice, but now the avoid is to daven. So Vayovoy ad lefnei shar ha-melech, kiyein levoy al shar ha-melech b'vush sok. Since he was wearing sackcloth, he couldn't come before the Shar Melech. Esther, remember we said that he would have an achrayus for Esther. But again, now the avoid is intensive davening, and in the chinami, all other concerns, even Esther, have to be put aside. Overcho medino medino, makoy mashar dvar melech b'dasoy magia, eivo godol ayhudim v'tsoym uvachim espeit, sakfei for yutzal rabim. The Yidden throughout the Malchus HaKashverish, upon getting wind of the Gzeira, they went into intensive davening themselves. Now, first question is, we explained, there were two versions of the Gzeira. Haman told the Sarim what was actually going to supposed to happen, and he told the general populace, just be ready for that day. So how did the Jews know? The answer is, you could say very simple, that all it takes is one Jew to be on friendly terms with one Sar. The Sar lets him know. He tells them the inside info, and that's it. From there, it spreads like wildfire. Not too hard for the Jews to find out. I mean, Haman's attempts to keep it secret, they're not going to be too successful. That we can understand. But what is this Pasuk Stam doing here? You know, what we're talking about is eventually when the shluchim of Haman get to each and every place within Malchus HaKashverish, the Jews would find out eventually, and they would go into mourning. If you take a look, the pasuk it's totally out of place, because immediately we're going to go back to Mordechai and he's going to go talk to Esther about the situation. What is this pasuk doing here? The answer is that because of Mordechai's, he went into such a mode of tefillah that hashpa'ah helped Klai Yisrael also get into the right frame of mind. Also, we explained that Mordechai was chosen to lead Klai Yisrael through the Yeshua. Because if he was mitzdayin in midas of tefillah, so because of that godless of him, this is what he was putting he was manifesting now. And through his koyach of tefillah, he had hashpa mamish, all the Jews also fell in line, and they also had this, it had the same effect, and then they also went into intense tefillah. That's what we see from this pasuk. That's why it's samuch to the pasuk about Mordechai. Vatavoino Narish Esther Vasarisel Vegidula Vatishal Chalamalkamoid. Esther got wind of all this business with Mordechai. She was very upset about it. Vatishlach Begodim Lahabashis Mordechai Ulhoser Sakam Yelov Lo Kibel. She realized something was very, very wrong here. Mordechai was aware of something that she was not yet aware of for whatever reason. So her first attempt is she wants to get Mordechai to change his clothes. You can't wear sock in the Beis HaMelech. Fine, so change your clothes. That way you can come in and tell me what's going on. But Mordechai refused. Why did he refuse? Because this avoid of tefillah has to be mamish continuous cold rega varega. Ad kidikach, we're going to see later, that even after Haman leads Mordechai around the town, the famous scene, right, kochi esel ish, etc., what does it say? It says Mordechai returned, and Chazal explained, he went right back to his sock. Mamish, right after this whole business, you see, what a great sign this is, that everything's going to be okay? I don't care. Every kol rega v'rega, I have to be oisik in sock the ether, tainus and tefillah. Batik restel ha-soch, going to one day in Chazal, this is Daniel, he was one of the attendants who was placed at the disposal of Esther. So fine, Hashach, if Mordechai doesn't want to come here, then you have to go. I'm sending you to find out what's going on. Look at what the pasuk says. Mazeh v'al mazeh. What's the double lashon here? Mazeh means pasuk pshat. What's going on? V'al mazeh. What are the spiritual causes of what's going on? Esther knew quite well. Mordechai is obviously aware of some kind of a gzera. But more important, what the gzera is why the gzera took place. You see, with tzaddikim, whatever takes place in this world, by them it gets translated immediately into ma po al kelka. Eis Yom Rav Yaakov says the pasuk in Chumash. Bilam says this. That Eis Yom Rav Yaakov ma po al kel. That's the only thing a Jew is ever worried about. What is God doing now? You hear what's going on in the news, your first instinct, what does the Rabbanu Shalom want? Those of you who read newspapers, who listen to the news, it has to be with this focus. I'm not telling you yes to do it, not to do it, but this is sure. News has to be, you figure out what the Rabbanu Shalom, you have to have a good sense of history, and you have to understand Hashgachas Hashem, and only then can you come to an emstic understanding what's going on. Stop this political attitude and motivation, that's bubblemizes. That's nearly not what we care about. Because it doesn't tell us the whole story, what's going on. You want to make a Hafganah, lobby Congress and the Knesset. All these things might be ishtadlis, it might be necessary, but as we'll see, you have to make the Ruchnius stick a connection. That's the Iker. Vayetzi Asocha Mordechai, Orechoi Vayar Shulfne Shar Melech, Vayagilu Mordechai is called Shar Korohu. This parsha is a kesef of Shaham, Omar Homon Lishko, Ginzer Melech, Beudim Abdom. So Mordechai fills in Hasach and what's going on, and he told him about the money that Haman wanted to pay to bribe the king for the destruction of the Jews. Why was that relevant? Yaakov Avinu taught us, Parshas Vayishlach, that one of the things you do as a ishtadlus is bribery. Right? You bribe the goyim. It's an acceptable form of ishtadlus. But Mordechai immediately tells Esther, if you think that's going to help us here, forget it. Haman, 10,000 talents of silver. You know what that is? We explain it like 700 tons of chesos. There's absolutely no way we're going to match that offer. So forget it. Bribery is not an issue. Even though Ahasuerus didn't take the money then, but so, since Haman was willing to take it, obviously, it's not going to work here. Yes, Pashegin Ksavadasa Shinitan Vishushin Lashmindam Nasan Lai. Mordechai, he was one of the Sarim, which Haman apparently overlooked that fact. So Mordechai had the text of destruction to show Esther, Lahasis Esther, Lahagidla, and he wants to show Esther why. Well, it's Savoy Saleha. Lavoy La Melech Lishanin Lai Lavakish Mulfanov Al Amor. He tells Esther, I'm asking you to plead before the Melech on behalf of your people. This sounds like a steer to what we keep saying. You know, we keep saying, Tefillah, that's the only thing that's going to save the day. What's this hashtadlus? The answer is very simple. Let's say you see a person, Chas v'Shalom, drowning. What are you going to do? Take out a Tehillim? Lo yisamoid al dam reyecho, says the Torah. If you can do something to physically say something, you do it. Esther, you're in the position to do something, you have to do it. Lo Shamet al Mamreach requires you. Avadi, that's not a record game plan. But that is Shtaros Avadi Yimachuya to do. But if I saw for Esther, it's Divrei Mordechai. So, fine. Esther receives the report. And here's Esther's response. Batomer Esther Asach Vatetzaveo Mordechai Kol Avi Amelech V'Gam Medinas Amelech. Yoidim. Asher Kol Ish V'Isha. Asher Yovoi Eho Amelech. Elechotra Penimis Asher Lo Yikorei. Achas Dosu Lohamis. Every person in the kingdom knows. It's one of the rules you learn when you're 3-year-old in kindergarten. If you dare go into the king's inner chamber uninvited, there is only one law for such a person. Instant death. The only exception is that the king extends his golden scepter, then you'll live. That's one problem. I haven't been called to the king for 30 days. What does this have to do with anything? The first time, I understand. What is Esther telling him with the second time? Oh, so first of all, she's saying that if I'm going to get myself killed instantly, what have I accomplished for the Jewish people? You know, that's one thing. Number two is that this Baal Taiva, Achashverosh, hasn't asked me for 30 days. How long do you think he's going to last already? So, don't tell me to go in Be'isser. I'm going to be called in any moment now. They'll call me Be'etzer. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach I heard, though, is that Fakir Achashverosh had kept bothering Esther. No, tell me, Esther, you ready to tell me a little bit about yourself, more than just your two dots of hood number? No, Mordechai still doesn't give me word, so I'm not telling you anything. So Achashverosh is getting very annoyed. His patience is limited, so he put Esther into like a shtick cherem, and he's not talking to her 30 days. That's another reason why Esther is telling him, Mordechai, it's not exactly a conducive atmosphere for to ask the king for any favors at this time. So, Vayagidu l'Mordechai stivri Esther, Vayomu Mordechai v'hoshiv l'Esther. Al tadami v'nafsheich v'imoli beis ha-melech mikol Yehudim. Mordechai's first reaction here is that Esther's just trying to get out of a difficult duty, so he has to tell her very strong words. Don't think you're going to escape just because you're the queen. You're not going to get out of the, you're not going to escape the fate of the rest of the Jews. Kim hacharei, but it's more than that, Esther. You have to realize. Kim hacharei shtachari shivois hazois. If you remain silent at this time, revach batzoli yamal yudim imokom acher. I'm telling you right now, the Jews will be fine. I know already because of the tefillah, because of the three kids. I know everything will be okay. But va'at uveisavich toivedu. You and your family are going to be destroyed. We'll discuss what that means in a minute. Ubi yodeyam leis kazois higat mamalchus. Based on the Alshich. The Alshich says that Esther was a direct descendant of Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech, as we know, was given instructions to wipe out Amalek, and he didn't do it. He left, amongst others, Agag, the king of Amalek, alive. As a result, Agag was able to father another child, which ended up being either was Haman or an ancestor of Haman. That's why Haman is called Huagogi. So he, in Shemaim, is right now without a tikkun. He should have wiped out Amalek. He didn't do it. You are from that family, and therefore we have responsibility to suck in it. And that's why if you're in the position, you're the queen, the choir, that's the reason why you have to be misak in this pagam and the mishpacha. And if not, atu veisovich tovedu, this pagam will remain on your neshama for netzach netzachim rachman al tzlan. Vatayimur Esther, Lashem Mordechai, Esther, Mordechai, inachanami. I agree with you 100%. Therefore, Lech Kenoises Kol Yehudim Anim Tzibishushan V'tzumu Alai V'al Toichlu V'al Tishdu Shleishas Yomim Laila V'yoyim. I want you to instruct every single person in Shushan to fast 3 consecutive days. Or a Rabbi said this is Nisht Pashat at all. We know what one Tainus can do to us, but this is 3 consecutive days, not eating in the nights in between. 72 consecutive hours of fasting. Why? because Esther, we explained earlier, she has to be Masak in the Chet of all the Jews of Shushan, being Nanami Suzasa Shalach HaShverish. So now is the time to be Masak in that. They have to get all that schmutz out of the system that they ingested. Nothing less than 3 consecutive days of fasting. That's what it's going to take. Gaman even Aroysa Otsum came. Why does her Naris have to fast? So I have my own deal here. Otsum is Lashon Yachid. So what's Pshat and Naros? What do they have to do with anything? Meaning, they're going to be worried about me. If they see I'm about to faint, they're going to say, oh, my lady, we have to eat something. Please, here, have some little cake, little fruit. So I'm going to tell them in advance, girls, I'm telling you right now, for the next 72 hours, don't try to offer me food. Don't try to hinder my efforts to fast. That's Pshat and even Naros. I say, Otsum came. I and the Naris will be together in the effort for me to be able to fast. And I'm prepared to go to the king uninvited, and even at the expense of my own life, I will forfeit my own life. Mordechai, you're right. Only Mesiras Nefesh. That's what I'm prepared to do. Mordechai in turn did what Esther asked him to do. What's Pshat Vayavor? Two Pshatim. There are two different Mahalchim, which were the 3 days on the calendar that they fasted. According to both Shitas, the 15th of Nisan ended up being one of the days. So Vayavar means Mordechai Ahoirat made Ahoirat Shah. This year we're being Mevatel, the Mitzvah Deraisa, to eat Matzah on the first night of Pesach. Two, Vayavar, Chazal bring that he crossed rivers. That means he went across the entire, every single neighborhood of Shushan and personally instructed every Jew about the idea of the 3 days of fast. Why was that important? Because you Jews of Shushan, you didn't listen to me. Years ago, I told you not to go to Sudach HaShverish. You didn't listen to Das Torah. Now the ticket to that is I'm personally instructing you 3 days of fasting, including being Mevatel Mitzvah Matzah, and now you're going to be Mevatel Yadas to Das Torah. That's Bez Hashem, how we're going to have the ticket. Okay, we'll stop here.